Blog Talk Radio.
What will we do?
across the globe. What a beautiful song by Andre Crouch that still needed today. We need to hear from you, Lord, and we do need to hear from God, and we will tonight. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They'll be up shortly. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for who he is. Yes, he is. He is God all by himself. Amen. 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 God bless you on behalf of the network. Happy holidays, everybody, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I want you to give, if you would, put your hands together for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw being with us tonight to encourage us and give us a word tonight. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Hope you had a great day today. God is faithful, ladies and gentlemen. God is faithful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. We'll be giving you, sharing the scripture with you tonight, portion of the scripture tonight, Psalms 91, verses 14 through 16. That'll be coming up shortly. I did want to make sure that you share this number out. I am convinced there's 8 billion people on the planet right now and growing, and all of them need prayer, ladies and gentlemen. So let's pray for those all across the globe as Bishop prays for everybody all the time. Yes. You get ready to pray for everybody. Amen. We thank God for the people on the planet right now and those being born right now as well. Hey, that number, I want you guys to push that number out. Most of us have been on the internet all day doing something, right? Push that number out. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. 347-843-4559. We don't want to miss anybody tonight on the line that needs a prayer. Just got a text from another one of our networks, and they said, I'll be on tonight. I said, that's great. Amen, amen. Have them come on tonight. Everybody needs prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hey, that number, 347-843-4559, ladies and gentlemen, is the number. So let's get a Lord hand clap of praise as we go to the lines as well. Amen. God bless you. Amen. And we will be, as I go through the scripture here in a few seconds here, we will be opening up the lines later on as Bishop and Doc lead there. We will open up the lines for you. If you have a prayer request or a comment or question for Bishop or Doc, be prepared for that later on. Just hit *1 on your phone. *1 on your phone will put you in queue, and we'll get started on that. All right. Hey, let's go to the Word. Psalms 91. We'll get ready to do that. Amen. Psalms 91, verses 14 through 16. I want to encourage everybody just to read in your own time. Read the entire chapter of Psalms 91 and more, of course. With Psalms 91, read that entirety. I'll be reading verses 14 through 16. Amen. 14, starting at 14, ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 91. Because he has set his love upon me. Amen. Make it personal, folks. Make the word personal when you read it, right? Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. He knows your name. He knows your name. Amen. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble and I will deliver him and honor him. Amen. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that was verses 14 through 16, Psalms 91. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the word, because the word will never, never go away. Always be with us. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we always thank God for Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Crenshaw being with us today, taking their time out to be with us on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we thank him so much. If you would, everybody, in your own way, put your hands together for the man of God, Bishop Crenshaw. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us again, sir. God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. We're grateful to the Lord once again to be on the airwaves. We give God the glory and honor for what he has done, has brought us through this year to this time and almost the end of the year. We give God the thanks and praise for his blessing and his mercy and goodness. We will be praying tonight against the spirit of poverty, and the spirit of light. We will be praying against the spirit of sickness and diseases. We will be praying for the miracles of God, that God will do miraculous things in your life before the year out. When you enter into 2023, that the blessing of God will overtake us, that will overrun us, that the Lord, you will not have enough room for the blessing that the God has in the store for each one of us. As we pray and believe in God and taking God in the word, because the Bible let us know that he watches over his word. Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that I please, and it shall prosper into the thing whereto I send it. And I speak prosperity over your life, prosperity of healing, deliverance, and salvation, and abundance of blessing naturally. Financial blessings, financial doors be open, financial doors and favor will come your way like never before, that you will walk into the things of God have prepared for you this year. Even before this year out, you'll begin to see the miraculous miracles of God take place in your life, even as he has kept you all the year. Out of all the things that have gone on, you're still here. You're still here. God has been so good to us. He has been so grateful to this nation and all over this world. And we pray tonight, we pray the blessing of God upon your life, that you walk in faith, you walk in confidence, you walk in assurance of God's word, and you speak it. Like Jabez said, Lord, bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory. Enlarge my territory. Enlarge my territory. Oh, God, and he's God, God that will be with you. And no evil will come near your dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare your word tonight. And we thank you for your goodness, God. We thank you for your grace, Lord. We thank you for your love, Lord. We thank you for your mighty power, God. Now unto him who's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we can even think or ask. Father, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We are blessed in the city. We are blessed in the field. We are blessed in everything that we put our hands to. God, you said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And Father, we decree and declare tonight, God, we thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your word in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for your miracle working power. We thank you for the healing of bodies, oh God, that those sick and no diseases, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory right now. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. No diabetes in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory as you heal that individual tonight that have it, God. We thank you as you heal that individual tonight that may have cancer, God. We thank you, God, you healing those individuals. Whatever the illness may be, whatever the problem may be, that you're healing it even now. And Father God, we thank you, God, that there will be no lack in their lives as they obey the word of God. They will walk into your blessing, God. They will be blessed in their home, God. Their children will be blessed, God. Their generation after them will be blessed, God. We thank you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, God, oh, now to him that who are able to keep us and keep our minds in perfect peace. Father, we thank you, God, and you bless those that travel, God. Give them safe travel, no matter what the weather may be. God, give them safe travel. Father, we pray for those that have lost loved ones during this season, in this time. We pray the strength of God. We pray the endurance of God. We pray the joy of God. We thank you tonight, God, as you bless your people everywhere. Father God, every nation foundation, oh God, God, you pour down every stronghold of the enemy, because your word said the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Father, we pray for families tonight. God, you're blessed, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for overflowing their lives. We thank you for miracles taking forth in their lives. We thank you, God, for endurance in their lives like never before. Father, we give you praise for it tonight. Lord, we lift your name up and we glorify you. God, in the Moshiko, Rondala Batea, Rondala Batea, Sinela Lebeko, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to bless those, God, that where the power has gone out, the lights are gone out, the water is out, Father, we pray that you protect them, Lord. We pray for a miracle to take place in their lives. We thank you tonight, God, you have kept us in a safe place. You have kept us under your blood, God. We forever give you glory for it. We pray in the name of Jesus, Father, your people will rise up, and God, they will take full authority that you have already made provision for us. You have already made the way for us, God. You have already set in place, God. And Father, now, God, as they go to the place in their job, they will get raised like never before, because they'll perform like never before. They'll get brave favor like never before, because they obeyed your word like never before. Father God, in the name of Jesus, they will be healed, Jesus, like never before, because they walk by your word and by your faith in the name of Jesus. We declare in the name of Jesus, even now, miracles taking place. We decree and declare, God, favor on that job, favor in that neighborhood, favor in that home, God, favor in that bank account, favor in that money, God, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you, God. You said the rain, riches of the west, and the rich, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Meaning, God, you will give us ideas. You will give us creative mind thought. You will give us creative mind that we will move in the opportunity that you have made available, God. That, God, we'll step in our place, God. We'll step in with fullness, God. We'll step in faith, oh God, and we give you glory for it even now. We praise you, God. Money coming in the mail. Money, God, on the mercy. Raises coming on their jobs. Oh, we give you thanks, God. We give you praise, God, that you're creating new jobs. You're creating new ideas, God, and you're giving them favor like never before. Father, in the name of Jesus, before the year is out, God, we are standing by Condosia, before the Sunday of the day, God, you're Sunday in the day, you are not Sunday in the day, Kundo, see, you are Sunday in the day, Kundo, see, you are loving it, you see, in the day, God, in the Masiko, Rota, Esandro, Comiesa, God, we take the limit off of you even now, God, we take the limit off, God, in the name of Jesus, and we walk by faith and not by sight. Yes, we are milk, God, the most high God. Yes, we walking in miracle, God. Yes, we walking in overflow, God. Yes, we walking in miracles, God. Yes, we walking in blessings, God. Our families, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you as we bless those that are married, those in the family, God, those that have children, Lord, continue to bless like never before. Father, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. You're setting us up. You're turning the situation around. You're changing circumstances, God. You're creating a new mindset, God. In the name of Jesus, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. Father, we thank you. It is so. It is done. We give you glory. We praise you for it. God, I thank you right now, God. Let on this Sunday, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, God. That child is being delivered. That child is being made whole. That child is coming back home. That child is loving their parents. In the name of Jesus, I've got Rocco Dosiaba. God, I thank you, your miracle working power. I saw Ratilia Fiaco, Reina Lavasico. I thank you for every miracle you've already worked. I thank you for every blessing you've already poured out. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for every door that you've already got, Abasia. I thank you for the favor you've already given your people. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory for it. I give you praise, God. In the name of Jesus, as you give us increase, give your people increase. Give your people increase. New home, new job, new opportunity. Favor, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for it. We thank you, it already does. We give you glory right now. We pray for pastors, oh God. We pray for pastors and their congregations, oh Heavenly Father. God, you protect them, God. Yes, say that on that call. Yes, I need to go to la Mague, Rafaelin Sandro, Rafaela la Mako, Risa. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for our government, God, as you move and never move upon their lives, as you move, God, in their thought pattern, God, and change their ideas, oh God, change the way they think, God. Let them put that thought in you. Let that thought be of like Christ. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. From the government to the White House, from the I House to the In House, Father God, we give you glory. We thank you tonight, God. We thank you for safety of your people. We thank you, God, that you decrease the crime. God, in the name of Jesus, reveal, expose, and destroy that spirit. Even now, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. We praise you, God. And we speak the joy of the Lord. Oh, God. In Jesus' name, you be glorified. You get all the glory, Lord. You get the glory for it, Jesus. You'll get the glory for it, Lord. And we forever give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw. I just prayed for you, your family, your neighborhood, your county, your city, your state, and your nation and around the globe. So we thank you so much for being with us, for those who are joining us right now. That was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw praying for us tonight on Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. At this time, I want to go to Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Doc, thank you so much for being with us as well.
Praise God for that prayer coming from Bishop Crenshaw tonight. I want to encourage everybody that's listening, as Bishop was praying, hold this scripture in your spirit, in your heart. I encourage you with this tonight, 1 Chronicles 4:9-10. It is the prayer of Jabez. Many of us are familiar with that prayer. The word of the Lord said, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would have blessed me indeed and enlarged my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou would have keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God, this is the powerful part, and God granted him that which he requested. Praise should be so strong in our spirits that after Jabez prayed, the Lord answered his prayer. And I encourage all of us, as we get ready to go into the year of 2023, praise God. This scripture has been on my heart and my spirit. Matter of fact, praise the God, I've been praying it every day and just keep it in my heart during the day. I encourage you to do the same, that to ask God to expand and broaden your territory, to open doors, open new opportunities. God is yet able to do it despite of the economy, despite of the things that are going on. God is yet able to do exceedingly abundant above all that you can ask or think. Praise God, our words have power, so we speak and decree and declare the atmosphere. There will be no lack in my house. Praise God. Amen. Just believe and trust God for opportunities, increase, overflow more than enough, not just for yourself to be selfish, but that you can be a blessing and we can be a blessing to somebody else. That's what it's all about. Sometimes a smile, sometimes just taking time to just give a kind word to somebody. Praise the Lord. Amen. Beyond those things that are materialistic, that's inclusive as well. But we want to ask God that when you give unto me, God, allow me to have the same type of spirit to give into somebody else's life. As God broadens that territory, he wants to take accountability to be a blessing to somebody else. But I encourage you, amen, begin to pray that prayer now, right now, even on tomorrow when you wake up in the morning. Say, Lord, I thank you for new opportunities. God, I thank you that you're opening doors and you're giving me new territory to conquer. Praise God that God will allow you to experience every promise that he has granted in the word of God. Praise God, the word of God tells us he wishes above all things that we will prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. Praise God. It is not the will of God that we walk in poverty and lack, for God said in his word, praise God, I wish above all things that you prosper. Praise God. Even as your soul, what is your soul? It's in your mind. It's the way you think. So first of all, we got to change the way we think. We got to ask the Lord, let his mind be in me, which is also in Christ Jesus. Empower me, praise God, with the spirit that causes me to think on those things which are lovely, that are pure, and are honest, and a good report. Praise God. Let my mind be focused on those things that's going to take me to the next level in Christ. Praise the Lord. If it's negative, if it's putting down, praise God, somebody else, that even myself, amen, putting down myself, stand in the mirror and tell yourself that you're great. Talk to yourself. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Many times I speak to women of God and I say, look, praise God, the Proverbs, amen, virtuous woman, praise God, the word of the Lord says she knew that her merchandise is good. Praise God, I can say that even to the brethren, praise God, and to the brothers as well as the women. You got to know what God has put in you is great. You got to know it. You got to believe it. You got to receive it. What God has put in you is great. Let nothing, let nobody devalue the kingdom greatness that's in your spirit. Great is he that is in you, the word of the Lord said, than he that is in the world. So in 2023, we want God to broaden our territory. Praise God. Broaden our territory. Oh, my God. You need to say it right now. You need to believe it right now. Begin to broaden our territory. How is he going to begin to broaden it? My God, you got to start believing it now. You got to start thinking on another level. Lord, broaden my thinking. God. Oh, God, increase, elevate, you ought to say, elevate my thoughts. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Oh, my God, that the kingdom of God begin to rise up in us. Where is the kingdom? It's in you. The word of the Lord says, it's in you. So it's time for us, we as the body of Christ, to walk in that kingdom authority. So I encourage you, take on the prayer of Jabez. Woo! And remember the last phrase, and God granted his request. Oh, my God. And God granted his request. Get ready for the Lord to grant every request starting right now. And as you enter in the year of 2023, get ready and believe God and trust God that every prayer that you pray is going to be granted in Jesus' name. God bless you. Back to you, Brother Kevin.
Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. I hope y'all got excited about that word as well, ladies and gentlemen. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. That was the voice of Dr. Crenshaw earlier. I hope y'all took some notes. I took some quick notes as Doc was talking, folks. She mentioned that voice activate the word of God. You got to voice activate it. Y'all got to speak it. This is for me, of course, as well. You got to speak the word, guys. Speak the word. Speak it. Read it and then speak it, as Doc has shared with us earlier. She also mentioned you got to elevate your thoughts. You got to change that mindset to the mind of Christ. That's what we all have to do. And last but not least, and she said so much more, exercise your faith, folks. We must exercise our faith. We read it, but we got to exercise it. That's the demonstration of the kingdom of God, which is inside of us, as Doc just mentioned. The kingdom of God is within us, but we must exercise that faith in Jesus' name. Amen. What a powerful time. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to go to the phones. And for those who just came on, if you have a prayer request, comment, or question for Doc or Bishop, hit *1 on your phone. *1 on your phone. We'll give you, hopefully I won't miss anybody tonight. I do want to make sure we get everybody on the line tonight. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time, global prayer time. We are all over the globe right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Well, the first caller we're going to go to is Brother John and his family. Brother John, God bless you. You're on with Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you, bro.
Yes. Thank you, Elder Kevin, for the opening prayer. Thank you, Bishop, for those awesome words. And thank you, Dr. Crenshaw, for those words of wisdom. As always, touch our hearts and it touches our minds. I just want to pray for gratitude, because every year around this time, it's a sad, happy time, because I always reflect on the people who helped me get where I am today, and they not here. And I got so much gratitude towards them. So in a song come on, I get sad or whatever, but I just got gratitude and thankfulness for everybody that ever poured into me, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw especially, you know what I mean, and my wife, and helping me, you know, get spiritually tight, and you as well, Elder Kevin. I'm just happy in the Lord. That's all. I'm just happy and I'm blessed. And in Christ, I feel like I'm a thief. I feel like I can't repay it. I mean, I'm continually blessed and continually blessed, and I'm trying to figure out, how do I repay it? It's a debt I can't repay. That's it. Amen.
Amen, Brother John. You're absolutely right. Yeah, Jesus did all the work for us. Praise God, Brother John. He did all the work for us. All we got to do is believe and receive what he has done for us in Jesus' mighty name. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw on the network tonight. We're going to go to our next caller. And I know Sister Sarah is hopping out of her seat as well. God bless you. Sister Sarah, you're on with Bishop and Doc right now. God bless you.
God bless you. Yes, I'm hopping out of my seat. I want to thank the Lord, first of all, for Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop for that marvelous prayer time. For the prayer of Jabez, especially it says, for 2023, enlarge my territory. And the kingdom of God is at hand, because he's listening. And I wanted to get prayer as well for I'm going back to work on January the 2nd. And I'm believing and receiving it that the Lord is going to work things out for everybody on the prayer line. If you just listen and believe it and receive it, that God is going to enlarge our territory in 2023. Amen.
Amen, Sister Sarah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. I'm going to go to our next caller. I'll mention your last four digits only for your protection here. Last four digits, 2030. 2030, you're live on the air with Bishop and Doc. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you for having me. I wanted to thank Pastor Crenshaw and, of course, Kevin Vaughn for always including us in positive experiences. My prayer today is just for God to continue to give me direction and clarity and to just make me the best version of myself possible so that I can be of service to others. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Bishop and Doc, that's Sister Luz up north there from us, so we're excited about that. Thank you so much, Sister Luz, for being with us tonight, and God bless your family. at Sister Lou's from up in, I believe it's the North Carolina area, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, praise God. Well, thank you so much for that as well. Before I turn this back over to Bishop and Doc, I wanted to also mention, too, because this is the last Tuesday of the month, on behalf of the network, I just wanted to thank Bishop and Doc for being with us all year on a Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. But I did just want to share a few things with them from my heart and from the network. So Bishop and Doc, I want to thank you for keeping us in prayer, keeping us in wisdom, providing sound health tips as well from Dr. Crenshaw, keeping us encouraged, most of all, in the Word of God, keeping us motivated in the Word of God, as Brother John mentioned earlier as well, sharing love for all people across the globe, sharing knowledge of the Word of the Lord each and every week, each and every time you speak in the name of Jesus. We just want to say thank you for your time from the network. Thank you for your ministry from the network. Thank you for your teaching. Thank you for your prayers and guidance and so much more. I just wanted to share that from our network and from the Vaughn, Kevin Vaughn family. We do thank you so much for all you've done and all you're doing as we move forward in these times. And you have to admit, ladies and gentlemen, we need people like Doc and Bishop during these times to help us stay focused on what the Word of the Lord has said about the situation. It's not that serious sometimes, because the Word of the Lord overrides a lot of things, a lot of things, and we must know that. So praise God for Bishop and Doc showing us the way and showing us that the Word of God is true and gives us victory over all things through Christ Jesus. So Bishop, thank you so much for that. And I want, and Dr. Crenshaw, thank you so much for all you've done all year. And we look forward to, I look forward to next year as well, as the Lord bless us with our time with you on Prayer Time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. At this time, I want to make sure to miss anybody. Guys, anybody else have a hit star one on your phone if you have a prayer request or a comment. I'll be glad to bring you in. Star one on your phone. God bless you. Amen. All right. At this time, I'm going to turn this back over to Bishop at this time. Thank you so much, Bishop, for being with us again.
God, thank you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. To God be the glory for what he has done in our lives and continue to do in each one of your lives. We continue to pray as we pray the prayer of Jabez that Dr. Crenshaw has said. We pray that prayer every day, morning and after night. I encourage each of you that can or will pray that prayer. Put that prayer in your spirit and believe God after you pray that prayer that God will begin to manifest himself like never before in your life. Never before in your life. You never know who God have you to run into. Could be the blessing. Maybe a miracle. Maybe your promise that God has favored you. But God will open the door just for you to walk through it as you continue to believe his word. Hold it in your heart. Hold it in your heart in spite of how long it takes. But believe it today. And activate that word in your spirit. And as we thank God for each and everyone all over the world that is listening, that God will continue to do miraculous things in the spirit realm as well in the natural realm, that we will go higher and higher in him, and God will manifest in the lives of his people, that God will raise up another nation, another generation, but that love him so dearly and hold fast to the word of God, hold fast to the truth. David said it like this, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against God. Hold fast to the word. Be encouraged. A songwriter said, be encouraged no matter what you're going through. Be encouraged. God bless you. We love you so much. We love you. We love you. God continue to bless you.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Bishop, I'm going to have you come back and close us out here in a second here. But I wanted to read scriptures tonight. This is our last Tuesday as well, along with Bishop and Doc. So at of 1 Chronicles 16, verse 34, it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And you heard it tonight, folks. For his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his powerful word. Amen. 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 Praise God. Bishop, back praise. To you for final words, sir. Back to you.
Praise the Lord. We thank God. We believe God for every prayer request that's being answered. Every prayer request that has gone out before the Lord has been answered, or being answered. We give God the thanks and the praise. It is already done according to his word. It is happening in the spirit. It's going to be manifested in the natural. God has already done it. We give him thanks for it. We give him praise. We magnify his name, and we forever glorify in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Bishop of God. Thank you so much for being with us on this last Tuesday of 2022. We're excited about what God is going to do. Not wait until next year. We're going to start tonight in Jesus' name. So we start tonight, and we thank God, and we're going to continue to have a wonderful evening and, of course, the rest of the week as well. We can't wait to have them back in 2023 as they lead us in the things of God. Let's give the Lord a hand cup of praise for the man and woman of God before we go. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Y'all, thank the Lord for Bishop and God. Amen. Y'all, exercise your faith. Know that you're kings and queens on the planet for Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. We thank you so much for supporting and being a part of us. I highly recommend you share this out to everybody in your network as well. If you need the link for the broadcast tonight, let me know. I'll be glad to send you the link so you can share it out on your network. At least 30 or 40 people should be listening to this from everybody on here as well. So we're excited about that. Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to leave you with a beautiful song here from Brent Jones. It talks about nothing else matters. It's a praise and worship song unto the Lord. Can't wait for you to hear that. I just heard it today. I said, man, I got to play that tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. But ladies and gentlemen, I want you to always outlove, outserve, and outforgive each other. And remember that Jesus is Lord. And he, as Bishop always says, he loves us so much. And we love you as well. God bless you. Hey, happy holidays. Happy New Year. Enjoy your family and enjoy your wonderful life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for being with us on Prayer Time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw.
Nothing else matters. Complain.
y'all.
Joy of the Lord, always be your strength. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Happy New Year, folks. We'll see you in 2023. God bless you. We appreciate you so much. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we let everybody go tonight. God bless you. Let's take it out with Jesus' name.